Well, the prevalence of undernourishment in the Europe and Central Asia region was about 8% in 1990-92. And by 2010-2012, this indicator had dropped below 5%. So the region as a whole achieved the MDG hunger goal of having the prevalence of undernourishment by 2015. But I should note that in Europe and Central Asia, FAO tracks undernourishment in only those countries believed to be vulnerable to hunger. The MDG goals, they were designed for less developed countries. So the nine countries followed by FAO in this region are the three South Caucasus countries, that's Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, the five Central Asian countries, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, and Turkey. These nine countries are what FAO means by Europe in Central Asia in the context of the regional SOFI.
In terms of the World Food Summit goal, what was the progress there?
Well, whereas the MDG hunger goal is to have the prevalence, that's the percentage in the population, of undernourishment by 2015, the World Food Summit goal is to have the total absolute number of the hungry between 1990 and 2015. So the region as a whole did not achieve this goal, just as most other regions in the world. However, the nine countries did come quite close, reducing the total number of hungry by 40%.
And how were these successes achieved?
Economic growth. Increasing incomes reduced both poverty and food insecurity in the region. But economic growth followed a peculiar pattern in this region, unlike that in other regions. The 1990s were a period of structural adjustment from the pattern of production characteristic of the Soviet period to one driven by market forces. And slow reforms and structural adjustment in many countries kept growth rates negative throughout the 1990s. But by 2000, a number of reforms had been enacted in the region and the economies began to grow. Now, the period 2000 to 2010 was a period of robust growth, with the exception of 2009. And growth after 2010 has been less robust, but still positive.
Because of its great diversity, progress as well as challenges vary across the different parts of the region. There's a lot of analysis in the report, but could you give me a brief overview of how different subregions progressed during the monitoring period?
Well, in Europe and Central Asia, there are really three distinct subregions: Central Asia, the South Caucasus countries, and the rest, Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Moldova. Now, we also have the countries of Southeastern Europe and, of course, the EU countries, but they're not covered in the report. Now, as I said before, each of these subregions experienced falling incomes for part of the 1990s after the breakup of the Soviet Union, followed by recovery and growth. Now, the pattern is similar for all these regions, but the turnaround points, that means from negative to positive growth, differed. The South Caucasus countries were the first to enact robust privatization reforms, particularly land reform, in the early 1990s, particularly in Armenia, then Georgia and Azerbaijan. Thus, their growth turnaround began earliest, in the early 1990s. The Central Asian countries followed with land reforms in the late 1990s, spurring falling poverty and undernourishment starting in about 1997, and the rest of the post-Soviet countries followed a slower path to reform, and their growth turnaround came in the late 1990s. And moreover, the recovery, when it came, was slower. Thus, three patterns of reform determined the pace of the decline in poverty rates and undernourishment through the early 2000s, after which other factors such as energy prices played more of a role as well.
And for those areas seeing very slow declines in hunger, were there common contributing factors to this slow progress?
Well, it's difficult to make a generalization about subregions other than those that I've already made. But only one country in the region did not achieve the MDG hunger goal, and that's Tajikistan. And there are a number of reasons for this. First, Tajikistan is the poorest country in the region, with a GDP per capita of only slightly over $1,000 in 2014. And second, the entire process of reform and growth turnaround in Tajikistan was delayed by a civil war, which ended there only in 1997, with presidential elections held in 1999. And since 2005, Tajikistan has made steady progress in reducing poverty and hunger.
Going forward, what will be the focus for stakeholders and policymakers in the region to strengthen food security?
With hunger in all countries except except Tajikistan, below 10%. Undernourishment is really not the problem that it once was for this region. Increasingly, the more important problems of the region are connected with malnutrition, that's micronutrient deficiencies, and overnutrition. Overweight and obesity are a problem for both richer and poorer countries of this region.